Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We are so blessed that you're joining us for another thoughtful discussion about current events in the news and even some things that haven't made the news yet but will impact your life. Now, we've all heard of Big Brother, and we've seen the news reports of cameras everywhere, somebody somewhere monitoring your every move, cell phones that know exactly where you're at, almost all of the time, even when you have your cell phone off. Now, my guest today is our good friend Tom Donnan. Every single time we get together, it seems like there's always something that never ceases to amaze me. Tom has a unique gift to take something that seems minor on the surface, but is able to expose it for the evil that's lurking behind the mask. In our last interview, we discussed how Big Brother follows you via those cameras and facial recognition and things like that. And if you missed that interview, you need to go back to the archives and listen to episode number 571. But today, we are going to talk about something that, well, it started with the Chinese. They've implemented to help control their population, but it's also being toyed with here in the United States and other nations around the world. You may not even realize it's even being used. You may not see anything wrong with how it's being used right now. But if left unchecked, well, let's just say the Antichrist will be using the fully developed version very soon. Help me welcome back to the program my good friend Tom Donnan. Tom, thanks for coming back on the program to discuss these topics today.
Oh, Pastor Bob, I'm telling you, every time we get together, it is a lot of fun. But also, I'm telling you, it is a stark awakening to what's going on around us. And that's why I think we have an interesting conversation, is to be able to bring these things out and into the open so that people are not caught aware, or they get a chance to be able to see what is going around going on around them. And so, yeah, we have a lot of fun, too, along the way.
Amen. Amen. Now, for those that may have missed our earlier interviews, I want you to tell us in your own words, who is Tom Donnan?
Well, you know, that's always changing, you know, and so, but right
for
now,
the better, I hope.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you, life continues to get better every day. I'm like, oh, man, I can't believe some of the stuff that's going on. And, you know, the Amen. Good stuff, because you come through the fire, and the fire is not fun. Amen. But after Amen. The fire, you know, things are like really, really getting interesting. So I am retired after a 44-year career as an elevator mechanic. I really loved the job, and it was wonderful, and I elevated the body. And now I like to move into the spiritual realm and help elevate the soul. And so that's why I pursue these things and try to volunteer for Need Him Ministries, which allows me to chat with people around the world. And I try to do that as often as I can. And as well as I have three children and five grandchildren, minister at church. You know, oh, some awesome stuff is happening at church. You know, when God shows up, it's just absolutely manifest. Wonderful. A manifest God. Can you believe it? You know, I think that's one of the things that we're missing. So I enjoy ministering whenever I have a chance. And this is a wonderful opportunity to get together with you and do that.
Amen. Now, I want to jump right into something that's called the social credit system. And it's already being used in China, but in a smaller way, it's being used here in the United States. Not as massive and pervasive as it's planned on and is being used in China yet. And I emphasize yet. But tell us what it is and how it's being used.
I kind of fell across this information, and I thought to myself, it can't be true. No. And so I started looking into it. And of course, you know, when something is true, you're going to be able to find it on the internet, because there's a multiple ways of being able to see the post, you know, whether it's an article or whether it's a YouTube, you know, and that's how you can validate these things. And of course, the higher reporting, the more stronger the information. And so there's no lack of information about this China social credit system. And so I think the scary thing that was about this is that they pay people. They're in this video that we have for this segment, mm-hmm. is that they pay people to just observe their neighbors and their surroundings. Now, that in itself sounds a little scary, but then when you get to what it is that they're doing, you know, can you imagine this person coming your way and this person has the power to enhance your life or to make it miserable?
Yeah.
You know? Would you want to see that person?
Just having an argument with your next door neighbor about, you know, doing the edging along the fence, and they start reporting bad stuff on you to impact your social credit score.
Wow. You see, that's the thing, the slippery slope. Yep. You know, what does the scripture say? You know, the heart, you know, and the mind are deceivingly wicked, you know, mm-hmm. And what happens is that without restraint, somebody could really make your life a mess just because they want to or, yeah. you know, because they can. Yep. And so here you have this person that's walking around the community and gathering information about the good things that people do for the good of the nation and for the bad things that happen. It might not be a bad thing. It just might not be for the good of the nation. And then it gets written down in a book, and the book goes to a central office. Somebody reads it. They take your profile picture, they put it up on a screen, and then it's in the community visiting. Your picture, your name, and either the good thing you did or the bad thing you did is for people to read. Now, is that scary or what?
Amen. Amen. I remember a movie, it was several years ago, I don't remember the name of it, but this person was doing something that, you know, his government handler did not approve of, and he was warned repeatedly, look, you know, you got to stop this because they can, like, make life miserable. You don't know who you're messing with here. And he continued on, and he went to get gas for his car, and his credit card was declined. And, you know, he said, what? So he went over to the ATM, and ATM card didn't work. Finally made it down to the bank, and the bank said, your account's been closed. Well, who closed the account? It says that you're dead. Dead, you know.
Whoa.
You know, called Social Security, and Social Security had him reported as dead. And, I mean, it was, you know, it just really a couple clicks on a computer, and his whole access to everything was shut off.
You know? Yeah.
And that when I was reading about this, that's what that reminded me of, that somebody gets mad at you and has a contact. You know, that's all it takes is one person. Hey, Joe, do me a favor. You know, boop, 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 boop. And your life and what you knew as your life is basically over. And, you know, you can fight it in court and all this stuff. That takes money. Well, where are you getting money from? Nobody.
I mean, yeah.
Like this big circle. Where are you going to get the money
yeah.
from?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that's what this reminds me of. Now, they established, if I remember correctly, in studying this, there's like a point system, and they add and subtract points to your social score, right?
Yeah, they do. That I think is interesting because they start out with 1,000 points. They just give you 1,000 points, and then you start from there. Okay, and so depending upon what you do for the good of the nation, you know, the good of the community, you know, you will increase in points. And if you are going your own way and, you know, taking care of yourself and being a little maybe rebellious, let's say, then what happens is that they minus the points. So the thing is that the starting point is 1,000 points, but who's to say that in the future they don't start upping the points, you know? Mm-hmm. So it makes it you have to do things in order to keep up with the upgrade of the points. And so I think that it's not hard to believe that that's going to be down the future, you know, down the road in the future.
Yep. I mean, it's kind of like Facebook does this now, just, you know, at a different level of things, but you make your Facebook post and 5 people like it. You come back 2 hours from now, it's hard to even find your post. It's buried, you know, it's
yeah.
gone. But
yeah.
if you have a post and, you know, 100 people like it and then share it, and then another 100 people like it and share it, you know, that thing will pop up first or second in your feed all the time because Facebook understands, wow, people like this. This is a way of keeping, and what they're trying to do is keep people focused on their platform, of course. But it's kind of like the same thing. You know, you're doing these good deeds, making your score go up, tells people, oh, this is a good guy to deal with. And then they give you more ratings and your score continues to go up. But if you say, you know, I'm tired of dealing with, you know, let's say you're in the tire changing business, you know, people have a flat tire, they come to you to get it fixed. You say, you know what? I'm tired of dealing with this. I'm not gonna do this anymore. Someone comes, hey, I got a flat tire. Well, go fix it yourself. And then there's a negative score, you know, and it just snowballs. Where you have to always be working, just like on Facebook, you have to always be working to keep your stuff current and positive. And that's what this reminds me of. You can't take a week off, say, I'm just not doing anything this week, because it'll impact your score.
Yeah, exactly. You know what's fascinating about this? Let's just take a step back for a second here, because we're jumping in at a certain level. And the reason that the China social credit system works is because of the technology that we have come into.
Oh, yeah.
For those that are, like, let's say 30 and younger, you know, we didn't have this type of technology, so this would not work. But now that we do have the technology to be able to implement this stuff, they are using it for the good of the nation in China, for the, you know, perpetuation of more control and a certain kind of conditioned behavior. Mm-hmm. And so this is where we come back to, you know, we're marching towards the relentless end of time. You know, the Bible tells us the beginning and he tells us the end, and we're marching towards the end, and the end is when Jesus Christ returns. No? And so then we start a new beginning, but at the end, Jesus tells us about what to expect. And so this is what we're doing. We're noticing some of the things that are pointing to his return because of the technology and how quickly it is just exploding, day after day and month after month. I mean, it just keeps on encroaching to where we can see now that this is the direction that we're moving in. And that is what we're hoping is a wake-up call. Yeah. A wake-up call to be able to say, oh, man, I need to get into that relationship with the Lord right now, because, you know, I don't want to be caught needing. Of course, you know, God always meets us when we're in our need, you know. But I'm like a father. I don't want to see a child struggle, you know. Yeah. I'd like to get them into the relationship. My pastor said last week in a sermon, which I thought was interesting, he said, what do you want, a mentor, or do you want to go through trials? You know, because a mentor will show you the road of wisdom and help you to transverse the troubles, or you got to go through the troubles and you learn. Either way, you learn which one's easier,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, amen. Yep, that's true. And, you know, because, you know, I'm a podcast coach and things like that. That makes complete sense. You know, you hire me and I help you, you know, avoid the pitfalls that can happen in when you're first starting this stuff out, or you kind of learn like I did. You know, it's like, you know, oh, that didn't work. But you realize, you learn not to do that anymore, you know, type thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, how's the old adage? We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
Yeah. I've been through the school of hard knocks, and, you know, but I also listened to my parents and my grandparents, especially about the stories about coming through the Depression. You know, that was a very, very difficult time. And so I would listen to their stories and how they manage those things. You know, when you come across an older person and there is junk everywhere in their house and their garage, mm-hmm. and stuff, and a big part of that is that they don't throw nothing away because they're afraid that someday they're going to need it.
Yep.
No?
That's right.
And that's what happened during the Depression.
Yep.
So that's kind of like one of those rabbit trails, you know. So,
exactly.
But that, coming back to this, you know, the thing about the social score is how we behave in society, which then takes away our freedom. You know, to be able to choose and be able to take care of ourselves a little bit more, because, you know, and as the story moves on, is that there is a person that gets caught up in this and he has to work to get his good score back, you know? And so that is what they're trying to do, is to get people conditioned. Now, let me just jump in here. You know, I was out of the country for a little while. I was on vacation. I was on an Alaskan cruise, which was a beautiful blessing. I mean, God shows me these unbelievable deals, and then I get a chance to travel.
Amen.
Well, it occurred to me as we're getting ready for this conversation today is that I had to immigrate. You know, I flew into Vancouver, Canada. I had to immigrate into Canada, and then they took me by bus over to the terminal to get on a ship, and then I had to immigrate back into the United States all in one day, you know? And so on the way back, it was a reverse process. So now I get to where I am about to immigrate back into the United States. They get on the plane to come home. This lady in front of me, she's an Oriental woman, and she was going to go to the immigration agent, right? You know, and she saw that she had made a mistake and it wasn't her turn. But her foot was over the red line, okay? Mm-hmm. I saw her make a conscious decision to look to see where her foot was. And when she saw that half of her foot was over the red line, she backed up to be on the other side of the red line. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, that's a little extreme. I probably would have been 2 or 3 feet in it, you know. But no, she was conscious of the fact that there was a line and she had crossed it. And so she backed up. Mm-hmm. I thought, wow, does this fall in line with what we're talking about with this social credit system?
Yeah. Yeah, amen. And we have a kind of social credit system already being used in the United States. It's called your credit score, you know, and your credit rating or your 780 or 640 or whatever it might be. What is that? It's a reflection of how the banking system and the credit card companies decide you use your credit worthiness, whether you exceed it or don't meet up to their expectations, and they adjust your score up and down. Is that, we're talking about the same system, but used for personal things. You know, you get angry at your boss. You decide you don't like a political party that's in power. You decide that, you know, you want to protest for more freedoms. You know, whatever the case may be, they're going to start adjusting your social credit score.
Yeah, that is true. Well, we're seeing it, you know, probably more so in the last 3 to 5 years than ever before, to where if you have the wrong political affiliation, you start to see that there are places where they will push back and at the and maybe even become violent. And then it makes people think twice about what they want to do. But as an interesting result is that we're seeing more people that are actually standing up and being willing to pay the price. Mm-hmm. But it's a sad thing that this is happening because there is this push to go in one direction, and that direction is elitism and control, and which is a scary thing. So the silent majority is not becoming is not as silent as it was before, because I think they're getting tired of this type of thing and they feel that they're losing their freedoms. Isn't that an interesting thing? It's an exchange of words, but yet freedoms can be lost.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I mean, you see the protests going on in Hong Kong right now. We're talking about this social credit system in China. China and Hong Kong, you know, Hong Kong is a separate, not nation, but a city state, I guess you could say. But, you know, eventually, I think in the next 10 years or whatever it is supposed to be, they're supposed to be integrated together. But, you know, these protests that go on in Hong Kong, don't you know that China's watching? And, you know, they're observing who these leaders are that are leading the protest. They know. They know who it is. And I have a feeling their social credit scores aren't going to be that high.
You know? Whoa. You know? No. Well, let's get into some of the ramifications of having a low social score.
All right.
No, because in the YouTube that we have in there, it talks about a man who discovered to his shock that he went to buy a ticket for a high-speed train to make a three-hour ride to his next destination, and he got up to the window to buy his ticket, and he was denied. He was denied the ticket. And he's, well, what are you talking about? And they said, well, your score is below 1,000. And he's like, you're kidding me here, you know? And so, no. So if he wanted to get to his destination, now he had to buy a bus ticket, so a three-hour ride was going to turn into a 10-hour ride.
Yeah.
Okay, and so now all of a sudden he's panicking because then also too he realized that I don't know if he was directly going to be taking out a loan, but he had discovered because of the low credit score he was going to be denied a loan unless he got up above the 1,000 points. So he starts doing the things necessary to get himself into good standings because it was beneficial to him to do it.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
And you know you're doing something that you don't normally do, whatever that social, you know, maybe, you know, picking up trash on the side of the road, whatever the case may be. you're doing something you don't normally do in order to grow in good graces to the authorities. And it's the old thing, you know, if you feed the dog, you know, every time the bell rings, pretty soon they'll ring the bell and the dog salivates, you know, Pavlov's theory and stuff. So they're teaching the people, do what we say, when we say, and how we say, and you get all these little bennies. You know, you
Correct.
Go against us, there's punishment involved.
Yeah.
And they're teaching the people, the masses in China, obey us, everything's great. Do what we say, everything's great. Have your own thoughts, not so good.
Ooh, you know? What happened there?
Yeah.
So that's the thing about moving towards, in the book of Revelations, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you got the seven churches that are talked about in chapter 3 and 4. You know, and then what happens is that after chapter 4, you start getting into some of the things that are released upon the world. And when you get to chapter 6, it's talking about the four horsemen.
Yeah.
No? And one of the four horsemen is when peace is taken from the world.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're starting to see some unrest and, you know, the lack of peace and all over the society and all over the world, not only in our own country, but in other countries. And you start to think, oh, wow, how far are we into this? I'm not saying that we're into Revelations, but I'm sure saying that we have lost a sense of peace around the world. And it starts to make you wonder, you know, and what happens here is that sooner or later it becomes a pressure cooker, because the more that you have to are conditioned to go towards meeting the needs of society, you are denying your own choice. And the more that you compromise yourself, the more the pressure cooker builds.
Yep.
So maybe that's what's happening in Hong Kong. I don't know, but they got to the point where it's boiling over and the eye of the world is upon them, you know, and they're thinking that they want religious freedom. And here in the United States, the people are trying to give up their freedoms, you know. And so it's kind of like an oxymoron. And you think, how in the world is this happening? And it comes back to social conditioning.
That's right. Amen. And, you know, the communist nations, that's what their entire philosophy is based on, is you do what's good for the state and the state will take care of you. I mean, that's the whole bottom line of that. You know, and they haven't implemented this in China and throughout all of China. I think their goal is in the next year or so, every citizen will be, you know, having their own credit score. So it hasn't been 100% implemented yet, but they're moving along that timeline.
They do have that goal. Yes, by 2020, they want to have all citizens underneath this. And so, yeah, that's a pretty expansive project. But, of course, you know, they have the ability to be able to do it. Now, I don't know how they're going to do it out in the rice paddies, you know, there's going to be remote places. And I'm telling you, when I was up in Alaska, I don't understand how people can live so remote, because they're isolated up there. And I'm thinking, oh, man, I don't like that isolation. No. But the technology does have far-reaching aspects of this. And so, you know, this is the scary part, is where does it end? That's the problem. Where does it end? Because it's just beginning, and so it's implemented, but I can't imagine it getting less. I can only imagine it getting more.
Yeah, right. And Glenn Bick, on his program, he discussed this system, right? What did he have to say about that?
Wow, I'm telling you. Okay, so the first one was talking about a man who realized that he had a low credit score and some of the things that had restricted him. Now, when you get to the Glenn Beck YouTube, he goes further into it and shows you just how pervasive it is. But then he draws out two different scenarios, and that is, of course, he references the 1984 book by
Orwell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, thank you. I was having a senior moment there, you know.
George Orwell.
But he referenced a man by the name of Huxley, and I had never heard that, so I had to dig into that. And it's the same thing, but from a different application, you know, and it's by positive social conditioning, not by like they're doing in China with the observation, but they're doing it from a different method. And one of the things that caught my eye here in the very beginning, or as I was listening, and it says, the thrive in technology helps that it turns off people's thinking. No.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, gee, that struck me like a sledgehammer, because, you know, I was sitting in the plane next to this young man And I say he was young because he was probably 25 to 30. And he's like bouncing all over the chair. And I'm thinking, what's going on with this guy, you know, in a plane seat? And if he wasn't on his phone, okay, he was popping back and forth, you know, and it's absolutely amazing. But as long as his mind had continuous stimulus, he sat there quietly.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, oh, man. You know, and so that's where, you know, his mind was being consumed with time. And just like a saying here, that the technology, he was turning off his mind and watching the stimulus that was on his phone. And then they had another comment in there about contented domination. Oh, that sounds scary, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, because what happens is that with the technology, you are moving forward and you are content with all the things that are going on around you because, you know, you don't have any needs, so therefore you become more compliant. But I'll tell you what happens with Christianity, you know, Jesus Christ, he likes to have us to have more liberty, and that's where it comes into you know, a crossroads, because the more we come into Christ's liberty, the more we realize that we want to be able to share our faith and be able to, you know, share Jesus Christ with other people. And so, therefore, you're going to become in conflict with the direction that we're moving in.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Hey, everyone. Pastor Bob here. We are all out of time for today's portion of the interview with Tom Donnan. Man, can you imagine if our government instituted something like that? Well, guess what? Social credit monitoring, social credit scoring, whatever you want to call it, is already here, and it's going to be expanded. How do I know? Because the Bible says so. It says if you don't take the mark of the beast, you won't be able to buy or sell or do any such thing. And this is just one avenue that we know the Antichrist will be monitoring. You got to be doing good. If you do bad, then you get a bad score, you're limited in your public transportation aspects, you're probably limited in your movement, you're limited in what you can buy, what you can sell, you're limited in just about everything. And the question is, who is the one who determines what a good thing is or what a bad thing is? Well, I'll give you a hint. It's the government. And as the governments all come online with this, it's not just going to be your national government, it's the world government. That's what all these liberal politicians and all these socialism activists, that's what they want, is a worldwide government where somebody somewhere makes up all the rules and everybody has to follow them. Of course, they don't want individual rules. It has to be a collective agreement. And this comes right out of the Bible. If you have not seen this, if you're one of those who are pushing socialism on America, then guess who you're working for? And I can tell you, it is not God. It is not Jesus. You are working for the Antichrist. He may not be in power yet, but he is coming. Well, till next time, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster.
Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.